Good afternoon, family. Peace, love, and happiness. Welcome to the A1 Lifestyle Podcast. I am your host, A1. And today we will be going over a subject that I love. I'm very passionate about this subject. It is finance. I'm going to be going over some general basic knowledge as to how I personally broke into the corporate world when it comes to finance. I've worked for three of the most prestigious banking and investment firms in the industry. I have my Series 7, I have my 66. I'm currently studying to be a chartered financial analyst. So I'm studying for the CFA Level 1 exam, which I will be taking in November. So what I want to talk about today is how I broke into it. I started with the SIE, the Securities Industries Essential. And essentially, when you first get into the banking world, the banking slash investment world, where you want to become licensed and actually work for an investment firm, the SIE is a great beginner tool, a great beginner step in order to break into the business. Prior to them coming out with the SIE, they had what was called the Series 7 and the Series 66. Controversial topic, because it was kind of like an oxymoron or catch 22. In order to get the Series 7, you have to be working for a firm and sponsored by a firm. In order for a firm to really want to hire you, you have to have your Series 7. Note the dilemma. So that is why I'll be focusing majorly on the SIE today. I will briefly cover the Series 7 and Series 66, but that's something you will want to focus on once you actually land the position if you are trying to break into the corporate world. I do recommend that anyone who wants to learn about investments, wants to learn the basics, the beginning, to at least take a look at the SIE, the Securities Industry Essential, and it'll give you a basic foundation and basic knowledge of the securities world. If you don't know securities, that's another terminology, another name for stocks, bonds, mutual funds, all of the above. So how did I break into the industry? I personally started with the SIE. But prior to getting the SIE, I applied to Merrill Lynch and Merrill Edge about 10 different times. Didn't get the job. I didn't have any licenses. All I had was I was in school studying for my finance degree, which I thought should be enough, but it wasn't. So I continued researching and I came across the test SIE. It wasn't available at the time I had originally researched it when I was in the military, but by the time I had got out and started going to school, it became available. What is the SIE? The Securities Industry Essential is a precursor exam to the Series 7 and Series 66. It is a graded test that consists of 75 questions, multiple choice format. For someone like myself, I love that format. I know some people may struggle with tests, but when it comes to multiple choice tests, I generally excel at them. And I think if you take the time to study, the SIE is definitely a test that you should be able to pass. It is a 1 hour and 45 minute test, and the passing score that you need is a 70. So I think that's pretty doable. You know, all you need is a 70 out of 100, which is a C, an average grade, in order to pass the test. The cost, $80. And just so you know, since you have the ability to take the test without being working at a firm or being sponsored by a firm, this is something that you can go out and do on your own, which I highly, highly recommend. It'll be the best $80 you ever spent. It was the best $80 I spent because, again, like I said, the SIE is the reason I was able to get my foot in the door in the corporate world. Please note, the SIE will be valid for 4 years from the date that you pass the exam. So when you take the test, say you take the test today or tomorrow, you have 4 years from that date to get a job within the banking corporate world where your license will still be, the license will still be valid. And once you get that job, you'll be able to immediately start studying for the Series 7, Series 66, just depending on the firm that you go to. On top of the $80, what I recommend saving an extra $99 and paying for Pass Perfect, the basic, That's what I used to study. I studied using Past Perfect. I do believe, given YouTube University, TikTok, Instagram, all these social media platforms, that it is possible to study using those resources, because so many people have put thousands and thousands of videos online about the SIE, going over study tips, study guides, going over questions, just really going in depth about it. And that is something that I would be willing to offer, you know, considering, you know, my back pain and the things that I have going on. I would be willing to tutor and answer any questions that people interested in taking it might have. I also recommend, there is a 75 question practice test on the FINRA.org website. So if you just Google SIE and go to FINRA.org, you should see the 75 question practice test, and where you can test your knowledge. If you've already been studying investments, if you're going to school for finance, if you're already in the banking world, I recommend you giving that a try and just seeing where you're at on the knowledge level wise. That way you know what you need to prepare for when it comes to the real thing. What is the SIE? Kind of a little bit more in depth. It is an introductory exam for prospective securities industry professionals. Some of the topics discussed in the exam is securities products, markets, and regulatory agencies. So I went ahead and saved the content outline. Like I said, you can go to the FINRA.org website and just Google SIE and it'll take you there. Side note, Investopedia. I love Investopedia. That is the thesaurus or dictionary for finance. Anytime I hear a term or a word that I don't know in the finance world, Bloomberg, SIE, Series 7, stock, bond, mutual fund, whatever a term I hear, if I don't know it in depth, I go to Investopedia and it literally gives you a whole description with examples, history about the word, anything you can imagine about that word in order for you to become more familiar with it. Some of the content, so the content outline for that I took directly from the FINRA.org website. So 16% of the exam, or 12 questions, is knowledge of capital markets. 44% or 33 questions is understanding products and their risks. Pay attention to risks. And any test you take in finance, risk is a heavily, heavily weighted topic. It is talked about so much just because of how the world works, how the market works. And when you're investing, you're taking a calculated risk if you're doing it, you know, properly. 31% or 23 questions, understanding trading, customer accounts, and prohibited activities. Very important topic as well. 9% or 7 questions, overview of regulatory framework. And then I do believe that there's an additional 7 or so questions that's ungraded. It's just there for future test examples. So that's the Securities Industry Essentials. Again, it costs $80. I recommend that you save $80. You take $80 instead of going out one weekend, instead of partying, whatever you can do to come up with the $80 and put it towards taking the SIE. Even if you don't plan on getting a corporate job in finance and investments, even if you don't plan on working in that world, I recommend this to your regular everyday people. I recommend that you take the time to understand investing, take the time to understand how you can take your money and allow it to work for you. It's very vital. I always talk about this when I have conversations with people. You know, I have a finance degree. So I did graduate from University of North Florida with my bachelor's degree in finance. And excuse me if I move a little bit, deal with back pain. But I talk to people often about why I chose finance. And one of the major reasons is I've always been good at math and I've always loved numbers. But what I realize is it doesn't matter what you do in life. You will always need to know some sort of finance. You need to know about money, investments, buying houses, real estate, land, anything you're doing. And I feel like that's another thing people don't realize. Real estate is part of the global market, which is the global market consists of stocks, real estate, alternative investments, bonds, crypto, anything that you can take your money and invest into, that is considered a global market. So I do believe it's very important to have a fundamental understanding and the basic knowledge of what happens in that market. Otherwise, you can go out into this world and come across people who may take advantage of you, may not be fully honest with you, and not necessarily take advantage of you, but, you know, they could take a junk car and make it look really good and sound really good and then offer it to you in a package where you're paying a high interest rate, a high percentage. You're paying them a lot of money to take your money and put it into vehicles that may not be beneficial for you. So that's the SIE in the nutshell. I do recommend anyone thinking about it. If you have any questions, feel free to ask, leave comments, engage, let me know. I'll answer anything I can. I'll do the research myself if I have to. Like I said, I do have my SIE, I have my Series 7, and I have the 66. What comes next after the SIE? If you're taking it just because you want to get a basic fundamental understanding, cool, amazing. You can stop there. You can continue learning. I do recommend you continue researching and getting the knowledge that's available out there. But for those of you who want to continue on and try to get a job in the investment world and in these firms, these corporate places, the next step will be the Series 7 and the Series 66. What is the Series 7? The Series 7 is an exam that qualifies individuals as general securities representatives. I did not say Apple. Please don't. I did not call you Siri. Sorry. And then the Series 7 is an exam that qualifies individuals as general securities representatives. Some of the topics included in the exam include investment products, regulations, and handling customer accounts. Very vital. Very important. Because here is where you start taking the next step and the next level to actually be able to place trades for customers when they call in or if they place them online, however you take it, but you'll actually be able to place trades for customers at firms such as Fidelity, Citigroup, SoFi, Bank of America, just to name a few, Robinhood. I'm pretty sure a lot of you are familiar with that. And then you have the Series 66, which is what I took. The Series 66 is a combination of the 63 and 65 exams. Some of the topics covered is state securities regulations and ethical practices. Ethics. Ethics is a heavily weighted category in all your financial tests. Just because throughout history, there has been so many ethical violations where it may not be a law for you not to do something, but as a person who should move with integrity and move with love, a lot of people skirt the line. Let's just say that. There's a lot of missing money out there. How can these licenses help you? So the securities industry essential, the Series 7 and the Series 66, they increase your career opportunities and credibility. Being able to talk about finance and not just blur off what you hear on TikTok, blur off what you hear on Instagram, blur off what you hear on YouTube, but actually have a fundamental understanding because you studied it, you looked into it. Whenever you walk into a bank or whenever you sign up for an investment account, they're not just going to be able to spew to you anything, throw out big words, throw out terms that you may not never heard of, interest rates, APRs, all these things, and you're just like, okay, I'll sign the paper because it sounds good. You'll actually have an understanding of what's going on and what's happening. So, overall, these licenses provide individuals with the knowledge and credentials needed to pursue a successful career in the securities industry, offering opportunities for growth and advancement. For someone with little finance knowledge, obtaining the SIE series, the SIE Series 7 and Series 66 licenses can be beneficial in several ways. When it comes to education, the process of studying for these exams can provide a comprehensive education in finance and securities. The material covered includes basic concepts and principles, making it a great starting point for someone new to the field. Again, that's why I said if you're new to investing and you go online, you hear about crypto, you hear about stocks, you hear about bonds. What's that other thing that they always try to, I can't think of it. But I've never dove into that realm. I can't even think of it. But it's another type of investing that everybody's always... Forex. The Forex stuff. I've never done that. It's not something that I looked into. But yeah, you want to know the foundations and basics of what you're doing. Credential. Holding these licenses demonstrate a commitment to learning and professionalism. It can enhance your credibility and open up opportunities in the securities industry. Career entry. These licenses can serve as a stepping stone into the finance industry. Many entry-level positions require or prefer candidates who hold these licenses as they demonstrate a basic understanding of the securities industries. Again, if you're trying to get your foot in the door, go take that $80, go get an SIE, then go apply. I guarantee you, you will jump up on the list. Before, you had to have a Series 7 in order to get a job requiring a Series 7, but you couldn't get the job because you couldn't study for the Series 7 until you got the job. So it was just all backwards. How they did it in the past beats me. Career advancement. Once you have these licenses, you can pursue more advanced roles in the industry. They are often required for positions such as financial advisors, investment bankers, or securities traders. Again, your financial advisors, they have the SIE, Series 7, and Series 66. I am qualified to be a financial advisor, though I am not trained to be one, and that is not my job. I'm currently a fund accountant. I have worked in investments. I have done I've done all of the positions leading up to being a financial advisor. I understand what they do, how they do it. We share the same licenses. We share the same education. They take theirs a little bit further and, you know, focus on sales and things like that. So it's good. You want to make sure that you have an understanding when you call into banks and investment firms, when you're giving them your money and they're talking to you about what they can do with your money. Sales is a pretty big part of it. Personal finance. And this is why I say, even if you don't plan on going into the finance world, if you don't plan on getting a corporate job, an investment job, whatever the case may be, it is still highly, highly important for you to gain this knowledge just for your personal finances. The knowledge gained from studying for these exams can be valuable for managing your own finances and investments. Overall, obtaining these licenses can provide a solid foundation in finance and open up opportunities for career growth and personal development, even for those starting with little finance knowledge. Yeah. So again, I have my Securities Industry Essentials, I have my Series 7, I have my Series 6, and I'm currently studying to be a Chartered Financial Analyst, which if you would like me to go over what that is and give a little bit more detailed information about that, I can definitely do that. My name is A1. I am well-versed on the topic of finance. I'm well-versed on the topic of investments because that's my passion, that's what I pursue. Investing is chess. It's not checkers. It's a lot more than just, you know, riding the crypto wave, riding the bull wave, shorting the bear wave. It's a lot more than just, you know, throwing your money at a dartboard and hoping it hits. You can get rich quick, or you can get wealthy slowly. the most important part is that you take that step. Take that step and learn about what you can do with your money outside of spending it on things you don't own. And I'll give a shameless plug to Wall Street Trapper. He said something, and it resonates with me because that's how I feel about things. That's why I don't buy a lot of things. That's why you don't see me spend a lot of money on jewelry, on shoes. If I don't own it, there's no reason for me to purchase it. So if I'm going to go spend my money on Nike, I need to own Nike stock before I go purchase it, because it does not make sense for me to sit here and continue to help Nike grow, help Nike's brand grow, help that company continue to make money, and I'm not getting that on the back end. Whereas if I own the stock, the more I spend money on Nike, it's like I'm getting a return on it. Same thing for Adidas, Pumas, Sony, Google, Apple. Whatever you're spending your money on, take a second before you spend your money on it and think about, do I own this stock? If the answer is no, go look up the stock. See how much the stock price is. Because the stock price is generally often cheaper than the price of a pair of Jordans or a MacBook or an iPhone. And if you can buy a MacBook or an iPhone, you can for sure buy a stock and then go buy that MacBook and then go buy that iPhone. That way, when it goes up in price, when it goes up in value, you'll be getting a cut on the back end. You'll be getting a return on your investment instead of you just blowing money and spending money on the things that you like and the things that you want. So yeah, this is just a brief overview of the securities industry essentials, the Series 7, the Series 66, and how I, A1, broke into the finance world, broke into the corporate world, still working my way up. I've had to take a little bit of time off of work due to a severe back injury. That's why I hit the cover and the pillow. I got to be comfortable, but I still want to be able to share this information freely and openly with anyone who's been struggling trying to get a banking, finance job, investment job, to anyone that's interested in it, to anyone that just, you know, wants to be able to take their finances and become better with it, become better at it. I do have a lot of projects in the work coming up. Stay tuned. Shout out to all the supporters, everyone who's tuned in to listen, any and everyone who's taking a second to hear what I have to say. Please like, subscribe, comment, all those things. I'm not sure how that all works. I'm just getting into the YouTube, the podcasting, the filming arena. I'm working my way up. God is good. God has blessed me with a lot. God has blessed me with a lot of information that I do look forward to sharing as time permits and as I continue to grow and go forward. My ultimate goal is to take everything that I've learned when it comes to finance, investments, money, and regurgitate it back to the people in the best, most efficient and fluent way possible, to where people understand and also laugh, have a good time. You know, I'm not a serious person at all. So if laughing kind of turns you off from learning about finance, it is what it is. But, you know, I laugh a lot. I enjoy to laugh through the pain, laugh through the hurt, and just continue pushing forward to be a better individual and to live an A1 lifestyle. Please reach out if you have questions, if you have thoughts, you have concerns. We appreciate the love. We appreciate the support. This was a short episode to kind of get into the finance, which is a major topic that we will be talking about on the platform. Take care. Have an amazing day. And remember, God is good all the time. And the church said.